Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
I had to buy some BBs for a Boy Scout thing.
They still come in that round tube?
I didn't see any in a round tube. They were in about the size of a mason jar, only plastic.
Okay.
5,000.
Those are soft pellets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
5,000 of them in a jar.
Don't spill it in your house. You'll be picking them up for years.
I didn't spill it in the house.
I did.
I know somebody who did, right? All right.
I bumped it at the checkout. I just clock.
No. What do you mean you bumped it?
I had four jars.
Did it bust open?
So you had 20,000?
You're going to jump the route in this story every time?
Wait a minute. There's how many in a per container? 5,000.
Oh, my.
You bought four containers.
Four containers.
20,000 BBs.
Well, that's what I bought.
Right.
I didn't drop all of them.
Wow. What kind of gong show ensued after that?
Shut up.
We got a fella in here dropped one of these ones.
I didn't even drop all of one. I just knocked something to the ground and whammo. Maybe 1,000 came out, but that is a lot of BBs.
Yeah.
So what do? Are you trying to scoop them up with your hands to keep them contained?
It was right at the checkout. The first thing I did was curse.
Yeah.
Oh no. How loudly?
Under my breath. No.
And then he cursed.
No, it was an item on a stick.
Children are crying.
No. Just kind of loudly under my breath at the same. Yeah. There was a helpful checkout person.
How busy was this store?
Normal. It wasn't super busy. It wasn't empty.
Okay.
It was normal traffic.
People coming and going.
Yeah. It was like about every 2 minutes someone came by and said, oh, this is like a, Dick Van Dyke movie or something,
They have to close your lane?
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
No, people kept walking through the problem area.
Wouldn't that be a hazard? Like a slippery floor?
Yeah, I think so.
With BBs? All over down there?
There was a woman that came right to the aid with a broom.
Good.
And a dustpan.
Good.
But all the broom did was it's like having 1,000 little hockey pucks.
Yeah, it just shot them the other way.
Just shot them around.
Mm-hmm. A magnet is probably what you needed.
No, these are plastic.
So even not, there's, I don't know, maybe some tacky cloth or something to.
Well, even what a thing that looks level has its high points and low points, and this was good for finding that. They all sort of wound up on a space on the floor that was next to the checkout kind of counter, the toe kick area there.
Yeah, yeah, that's where they all wanted to gather.
And kind of a little seam in the concrete on the floor. This is at a Walmart. It's the Greenfield Walmart.
Okay.
Need a shop vac or something to come
well
with that,
and then so there was me and one store girl and another one. They started, do you want to go get another? No, I'll just buy these. I'll buy the jar. I'll buy that one. But it was like every 2 minutes someone was walking by. Hey, that's really a problem. I didn't even hear what they said. It's just like, shut up.
So were you down on your hands and knees?
I was bent over, which is
the bad look.
Oh yeah. Dustpan.
How long did you?
20 minutes.
20, that's a long time.
And I was sweating like a pig when I was done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Little green BBs.
Didn't say, sir, we'll take care of this.
They did. I just felt so horrible. Yeah. Just kept sweeping.
They
got to
do something. They're there at work.
I actually got kind of good at it, I kind of figured out where to sort of usher the BBs to and how to get them in the dustpan.
What was the biggest?
How to pour the dustpan into the jar.
When you picked them up, what was the most you ever came up with at one time?
Oh.
20?
No.
50?
No. A number you couldn't count. I mean, it was like a big handful.
So it wasn't like three. or anything like that. You're getting a good group of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because otherwise, just get a shop vac, like Rock said, and just start. It'll take 2 seconds to vacuum them up.
Yeah, it got to the point where one girl was just picking up individuals as she saw them, where they were kind of scattered around. But, you know, for a while there was big, big scoops of them. Yeah.
That's nothing at Walmart.
Stuff
that happens there.
That's just a cement floor.
They'll take care of
with
that.
With a little kind of a, I don't know, an epoxy coating on it.
Yep, it's got some sort of finish on it.
And those babies just skittered around like.
So is this your worst experience at checkout? Because you've dropped, what, mayonnaise before?
I dropped Alfredo sauce.
That's what it was. Yeah. I knew it was white.
Yeah, I don't think anything else.
Okay. All right. So this is
the worst.
This would be your worst. Okay.
The Alfredo was just, you know, clean up by checkout 9. This was just people walking through and they're bent over for 20 minutes and sweating. And
Yeah.
So that's the.
Well, it's over now.
Incident report faithfully submitted.
So did you tape the jar when you got home, the one that you had lost 1,000 BBs, or did you leave it there?
I bought it. I took it home.
Took it home.
It just, the lid came off and the seal popped open. It wasn't really damaged in any way.
5,000 rounds in there, 5,000 BBs in there, correct?
And maybe 1,000 or 1,500 came out.
What does a container of 5,000 go for?
It was about $8.
$8.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good deal. 5,000 for $8.
I bought four jars.
Plastic, though, right? So a fish is going to eventually eat it and die.
I guess so.
You can't get a straw, but you can buy 5,000 plastic BBs at a time.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think we're going to make a dent with straw thing.
I don't think the fish are going to eat it. It's probably some birds are going to swallow them.
Yeah.
They would crush into a powder if you stepped on them.
Oh. Okay, maybe are they biodegradable maybe? Or?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I've had them in the yard, all over the yard, and they don't seem to go away very soon.
Those muskrats in your bank probably got a stomach full of those things.
Yeah, half its nest is made out of that.
Yeah.
What do you say we make these out of malorganite?
Yeah, there you go.
Little turd ball.
And I have to tell the kids that.
Wants to get hit with
we
that.
We just tell them it's environmentally friendly.
You're not
it's good
to
for
shoot
the lawn.
At people.
That they're good for the lawn.
Airsoft pellets. That's for that's for wars, man.
Yeah, well. I don't know if they're airsoft. They're just little plastic BBs.
When did this incident occur?
Yesterday, about 11 o'clock.
Okay.
11:15.
All right. So the day was shot by noon.
I came home a defeated and dejected man.
Sure. Of course you did.
It was really annoying.
Yeah. Can imagine.
Because it just a little split second, oops, just, you know, I was just sort of like taking them out of the shopping cart and putting them on the. Putting them on the checkout thing, and they just went everywhere.
Well, your first reaction is to just cry. You can't do that.
I cursed because I wanted people to know I was unhappy with myself.
Sure,
it's not like I was saying, "Hey, this is funny."
Who's that
a-hole?
Wouldn't
it be hilarious? Yeah. So. And that's what happened.
Well,
incident reported.
And for everyone who's hearing this, see, unfortunate things happen even to the best people.
Well, maybe someday they will. I just, it's just not watching your hand do what it's supposed to be doing. Just. Didn't lift it up high enough, just bumped it on the...
But a little bump shouldn't make it pop open.
It seemed like a pretty weak jar. Like, and I knew something bad was going to happen when it left my hand. I just knew.
Yeah.
In the little split second of time it took for the jar to leave my hand and hit the floor, I just thought, oh, this is going to go everywhere.
It's amazing how many thoughts even the slowest brain can have when things are going wrong like that.
Yeah. Didn't take much time.
Like, oh, I know exactly what's going to happen here. Or there's confusion, like, what was that?
I was actually kind of relieved that the jar didn't completely split open and that it just didn't exist anymore.
Do you think it would have, Do you think it would have taken any longer to pick up 5,000 than it did 1,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Because there was a learning curve. It was just hockey pucking these BBs all over the floor for a while.
All right. So what did we learn here? What have we learned?
Not to do that again.
Not to do that again.